from now, when we're asked, Collins, Andrea, what happened in the year 2020, in 2021? I mean, what happened during the pandemic? Would have several stories to tell. We sit down in a chair at the age of 80 or 85 or 90, depending on how old we become, and we look at the younger ones and say, well, it was a time when people had to cover their faces to move around, where handshakes were a crime, more or less, where hugs were totally eradicated from us as a people, when gatherings had to see social distancing. A time when it was okay for people to take the option of working from home. I mean, imagine that. Well, they would be like, come on, we're already in these years and things have changed. We tell them the beginning of the change that the world is yet to experience commenced during the pandemic. Because one thing is for sure, a lot has changed and nothing is going back to what it used to be. And that's the difference between the change that we've experienced right now and other changes that we've seen in the past. The pandemic brought about a change that would never see itself go back to what it used to be. So for those who are, hopefully, I've heard comments like, well, I'm just hoping after this pandemic, you know, after this coronavirus, voila, you know, let's see if we can get back. There is no such thing like after this pandemic, after this coronavirus wahala. Now, the COVID-19 is going to happen in phases. I'm not saying that the sickness itself, the virus itself, its effect and the changes it has caused will continually, you know, come up with different changes for the next couple of years. 10 years from now, we'll still be in the post-COVID era. We'll still be talking about COVID-19. Trust me, 20 years from now, the effects of COVID will not be eradicated totally. So that's a reality that we all have to live with and also start adjusting ourselves to the changes that the COVID-19 has brought to our lives, our businesses, our families, and everything about us. Good morning, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to this morning's episode of What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
Welcome, Lagos 10. All right, 13 minutes, going past 10 o'clock right here. Nigeria Info 99.3. And of course, today is the 16th day of November 2021. And it's a Tuesday. And what a day to be alive. How are you? How are you doing? Welcome once again to joining the Techers live on radio. We'll be here with you for 2 hours. The first hour of the show is basically the feel of Lagos, where we get to find out what's happening around your area and how you are doing, basically. Also, we bring about our banter, maybe common happenings on the streets of Lagos, and also our teke wahala. And the second hour of the show, where we have our family talk. On family talk, we bring you the biggest family conversations, and today is no exception. We have a continuation of what we a conversation we started yesterday, dealing and coping with shocking revelation of a family secret.
Absolutely. That started yesterday, and a lot of people talked about that, and we didn't have enough time as usual. Monday's a half, and we had to, you know, push it to today to have more of the opinions and also dig deep into the matter, because it looks like it's a bit of a serious matter as we talk about it today.
That's right. So the phone lines are open. If you want to call in to scream, what's up, Lagos? We're here, and of course, we're going to scream right back at you. Cheers to life. Not to forget to tell us how you are doing and what is happening around your area. We also have some juicy stories that we want to share with you as well. If we don't have a banter, you want to cast me today?
You are casted. I don't understand the rationale behind. I just did a calculation. I counted.
Okay.
Sometime I took out my time to, like, you know, one of those my cleaning activities when my mumu man act actions. Okay. You know, when I'm mumu man activated.
Okay.
So I'm sure you went out and I decided to, you know, arrange the kitchen and then clean up.
Okay.
And I counted. I can't remember the number. It should be over 100 bags. Bags, market bags. You know, this sacks and different bags, different sizes, different colors, different shape. Over 100. So apparently, whenever we go to the market, you buy a bag, and then when you are going back again, you leave the bag at home and buy another one. So I know that I'm not the only one on this table. But what is it with us and disposable items or reusable items? What is it with us with that? What happens?
So I saw what you just said right now reminded me of this video that I saw online about the things. I think it's a TikTok video.
Yeah.
It said things African people don't throw away.
Ooh.
And then he brought out, you know.
That's all. Let me tell you another thing I saw.
What?
Nylons of, paper bags, that's what they're called, right?
Okay.
From supermarkets.
Okay.
More than how many? What's going on? What is that doing around the kitchen?
It can be used again.
Used again, and yet you keep buying every day.
And then another thing that it can be used for is to, you know, pack the waste. So whenever the waste nylon
finishes,
that waste bag, once it's done, and at that point there's none to replace it, I use that as an option, you know, to pack those waste and throw them in the dustbin.
All right, how about the one, the sack bags. More than 100.
Let me explain myself.
Okay.
So this is how you choose to embarrass me.
No, it's not embarrassment. I know there are a lot of people on this table right now. I know.
So that particular sack.
Yes.
This is what usually happens.
You like having them in the house.
I don't like having them in the house.
Okay.
This is what happens. So when I go to the market.
Yeah.
And I am not, you know, holding a bag.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I buy one. And I think that sack bag is around 150 thereabouts. I'm not sure. I think 150, 200.
200, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, you know, I buy them home and bring them back home. And in my head, do I get to throw away this one? It can be useful. And then I fold.
And then
I keep.
The following day, you want to go again.
Not the following day, maybe some other day.
You know.
And I think of going to the market and I forget to.
You forget to pick.
The one that I have in the house.
And you have to buy another.
And I have to buy another. And that one comes back home and I look again. This is 200 naira.
Anyways.
I can't throw it away.
Anyway.
So I fold it up.
I have put.
And keep it.
I have put, I've written the notice. I think I have to print it out. You know, backhoe bags for sale. Because I have several dozens of them and they're still brand new. You know, I just need to dust them a bit and compile them and put them out there. You know, that's the truth because it does too much. So here's the point. I realize that it's a common habit that we, most times it's not like you planned. You go to the market, when you're going to the markets, you know, you just go freely. And then when you get there, you end up buying stuff, bags because you need to carry your stuff.
Yes.
And then, you know, we have plenty of them. I don't know if I'm the only one who has noticed this. Maybe someone else noticed it and just kept quiet about it. But that's what I noticed. And I said, well, I'm going to bring it on radio. What is it we did? Another one is takeaway packs.
Don't go there. I have, for that one, there are reasons, right? Sometimes we
keep
food
use them.
Mm-hmm. In the freezer and then we use them. But I've had to limit
the number of
keeping those things in the house. You know, when I look at it and I'm like, I have some and I throw the rest away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Anyways, I've let that out and I'm happy that I did.
Well done.
But I'm sure that a lot of women may want to come and defend themselves because I know a lot of them are on this table. Perhaps their partners have mentioned the same thing too. So, hey guys.
This WhatsApp message is just hilarious.
Okay.
He says, this is Dele from Ogba. So Dele says, good morning, the techers. On this bags issue, please advise us on what to do with it. My wife has it all over the kitchen and it has turned to a palace for cockroach.
But that's true. Thank God we have dealt with the cockroach. By the way, how do you deal with roaches in your kitchen? Because the common thing around Lagos, you know, we sample some opinions of some residents around Victoria Island and Onuru and Lekki and different. And we got to notice that, man, someone was saying that it's a major matter that you destroy them, they come again, you destroy them. It's as if they have
eggs and they procreate and multiply.
That's just by the way. So those bags matter. It's our banter.
I don't understand. That's what you brought.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I'm so happy. I'm so excited. I'm on info.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
You are. Welcome.
Yes, you are.
You know, I was listening to you talk about Nigerians are stashing things in their houses.
Yes,
I'm telling you, I even stashed a few bottles. The ones are so beautiful, they smell so fine. I keep them somewhere. I don't want to throw them away. My goodness. You know, I'm talking about stashing, you know. I used to stash bats in my house. But, you know, I was thinking I should stop this habit. Somehow, I traveled to a place, a country in Europe. And I think they're supermarkets. After buying stuff, they just packed my stuff and gave it to me and said I have to buy a bag to put it in. I said, oh, so my habit is not bad. So I will continue. So while I was there, I was starting back there. When I was leaving, I had to throw them away. When I'm back home, I'm still starting and it's helping me in the house.
Yeah.
So starting is our thing.
It's our thing. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. It comes in handy once in a while.
Thank you so much. But here is the thing. All right. I knew you're not the only one. It's not like casting, you're just talking about it. I know it's a common thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just bags, like you mentioned, perfume.
No, I'm not upset, though.
Yeah, I know,
I'm not upset that you said it.
Of course, I know you're not.
It looks like you're trying to calm me down.
No,
I'm not upset, though.
Nah, I can't stay small now, but part of it. So, but let's take more calls. What is it you stack?
Hello?
Hello, Andrea and Collins. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest Alive. Welcome.
Welcome.
Collins, you just want to expose us on radio about this backpacking. Did you not see empty bags of rice kept somewhere? Even that of Semovita that finished, you just pack it somewhere.
What for?
Please tell him what we use it for.
What for?
You just like, I will use this to pack those things. You don't want to waste it. You don't just want to throw it away. But the thing is, at the end of the day, you discover that they are so much, you now need to select them to throw away. And the process of selecting them, you now start seeing roaches. So forget it, it's our thing.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So you heard it. I'm sure more ladies will come. More women will sit here. You see, we use it, you know, it's multi-purpose. We cannot buy it and then we now throw it away.
Stack over 100?
It's multiple. And I think that's where we want to draw the line. But me, as for that bad, so God will help me. God will help me.
You'll be buying different colors.
I've put that
different
one in,
shape,
in the hands of God.
Design. As I'm selling bags, please. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is my first time caller, but a regular listener.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you. I'm Justina by name.
Welcome, Justina.
Yeah. You see those things, they're women's property. Women's properties are not always a waste. It must become something one day. Even if we are going to clean, we will still clean and keep some back.
Exactly.
Hold it. If the husband chases us, you go and put it in another place. So one day we will use it.
Exactly.
One day when?
We will always use it. It's part of our property. And
nice
women's
one.
Property is not a waste.
Nice one.
All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you. Justina. Yeah, women are defending women.
Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Lagos.
Cheers to life.
Collins, finally, don't break the table.
I don't think I will.
He shattered it. And I fell down.
You break the table, in fact. No problem. It is well.
It is well, though.
Nah, it's the doings of Africans. We love doing that. Even my mother stored. Even myself, I'm still storing.
All right. So it's your thing. It's safe to say it's your thing. Okay. I think it's time for us to go on a break. When we come back, we hear more from Lagos. How you doing?
And so Collins decided to cast me or shatter the table that I was sitting comfortably on, you know, with my legs crossed, being all ladylike.
Yeah.
And he decided to shatter the table and I fell yakata.
I
on the floor.
I whack the table. You know, there's a word. I don't know if it's common in Nigeria, but we used to say when we play soccer, quack the table. The legs of the table. It's like, come on, you know, let's get it here. It's interesting to think that I just thought I was going to mention something. And right now, the comments and the contributions from women all over the world is showing me that this is a serious...
It's a serious thing. And
that no
about,
one has talked about.
Talking about it being a serious issue, Gabriel from VIA here says, hello, the couple. I think he's trying to say the techers.
Yep.
This is a serious issue in almost every home in Nigeria. Mine is more than 200. It's the same goes with plastic bottles.
Uh-huh.
My wife says she needs them to pack stuff for visitors. It says to stop buying more backo bags. I kept one in my car trunk and one in my wife's trunk, mm-hmm. and it helped. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Visitors. Who is this?
Grandma Nini.
He's calling from back again. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Grandma Nini.
Lagos.
Chesterland. Yes.
Thanks. Yes. 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 So take a one.
Yes.
And for you.
Okay.
The bags you're selling, how much do they go for?
I want to
and
say...
And you do delivery, please.
No, because it's a bag that is popular. Their bags are already popular right now. They have been talked about on radio. It's 500K
per one.
Single bag.
Per one.
Yeah.
Okay, will you do delivery?
Do you really need them? Really, do you? Because we have a whole Ghana must go of this bag. When Colin is complaining about it, he means every word, though. It's big. The biggest size of Ghana must go filled up.
Let me give you something.
Okay.
Find somebody around your area that has a kiosk and sells. You can give. If you don't even want to take money, so that she or he would appreciate. Can you sell this?
Okay.
You've donated something. And you can share it if you have many of them.
Okay.
You can share it just around them.
Okay.
All right.
And that makes sense.
You've done some giving out.
Right. Absolutely. That makes sense. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That makes sense.
I'm going to arrange them.
Lots of sense.
I reach them new
but
business.
I will pick the ones that I like.
Pick what?
The fancy ones. I'm going to keep them.
The ones you...
The fancy ones. I will keep them. I can still use those ones.
Let's hear from Sonny.
Okay.
Lagos, how are you doing generally? You know, how are you feeling with all the news and happenings around? How do you feel? We'd like to know how you're doing too as you call us. Sonny's on the line.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hi, Andrea. Hi, Collins. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive!
Wow, finally. Good to hear you guys live and direct.
Yes, absolutely. No, you made it.
Wow. So once again, my name is Sonny, and I'm calling from Lagos here in Nigeria.
Well,
great.
And once again, I'm happy to be online with you guys. So it's a very, very important topic you guys are talking about today. And I would like to put a question through to you, Collins.
Okay.
Has there been any time when you go shopping at the mall and you buy a lot of stuff, and when you come home, you go straight to the kitchen or where you offload things, and you see that even after offloading those things, even you yourself as the guy, you end up not throwing or disposing those
nylons.
I would lie. I've imbibed the culture from her. It's not like...
Exactly.
I'll be like, so we might need this.
Exactly. So while you guys were talking about it, I just thought about it because this actually happened to me over the weekend. So when I came in with three nylons, and I found out that I disposed one. And while I was about to dispose the other two, I was like,
this is still new.
I'm going to need them. You know what? Let me just stock them. So I actually went to drop it inside another big nylon where she keeps all those nylons. Like...
Oh my.
Man, so I really don't want to say it's more of the women thing.
Yeah. Mm.
But I think we guys, I think in a different way, we have things that we stock.
Absolutely.
Yes. I don't worry
Absolutely.
On a good day.
Absolutely.
I will come and tell you what you stock too.
I stock a lot of things.
And a very good day.
Thank you so much, Sonny, for calling. Appreciate you.
Thank you,
much
Sonny.
Much appreciated, guys. Thank you.
All right. So you say.
We have learned from you, that's all.
We're going to need those bags. We need those bags. I don't know. There's something with women, right? Yeah. It's just that we know how to manage things. We know how to take care of things. Oh, this thing's going to be useful. We think ahead, right? Yeah. We're proactive. We plan ahead. When we see that, oh, this thing could come in handy in the future, yeah. we just naturally want to store it and keep it because we know that in another day, another time, we might need it. And also with the bags that I go to the market, sometimes I don't even plan to go to market, but I found myself in the market and I pick 1, 2, 3, 4 things and I have to still buy the big sack bag. And that's why we have more and more of those sack bags in the house.
Well,
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Me, blah, blah, blah. Me. Okay.
Hey, so. Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Collies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Actually, my area is cool and calm, but I'm not fine. I'm not happy.
What's the matter with you?
My daughter's teacher resigned yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And she's such a lovely woman. Caring. Always want the kids to be at the top. She called me this morning and she told me I was so, so sad.
Wow.
But I wish her all the best wherever she's going to.
I understand how you're feeling because, you know, it's one thing to trust someone with your child and, you know, start building another trust with another person with your child.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start from now, so. I will really miss her. Yeah. I will really, really miss her. Even she was unable to tell the kids that she's resigning.
Wow.
She has to sneak out of the class yesterday as she went to drop her.
Yeah.
Wow. I miss her though.
You'll find another, don't worry.
Thank you. But Collins, this issue you just raised this morning now, honestly. Generation to generation, even my daughter is even adopting it. Later she just come, mommy, are you still using this nylon? Should I keep it? I said, don't worry, keep it. We'll still make use of it.
When? What? All right. At least we're happy you smiled.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The phone lines are buzzing off the hook.
Okay.
All right.
Line start.
Hello.
The jamming. Hello.
Hello, my Keke.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, all of you. Good morning, all of you. My breakfast is to hear Keke's. You see, the issue of, let me shock my face, Keke.
Okay.
The issue of this Lilol is not the issue. What of their old bag they use? What of the shoes? Most of the shoes, they will dump it. Could you imagine that since plastic, they go for a wedding, you will see the package in the Ghana must go, they dump it. It's a case, I'm telling you honestly.
Thank you so much, appreciate.
You see that?
So, no, I will talk.
Collins, please.
I will talk. She will stay in front of her wardrobe.
Oh my God.
We have double wardrobes that are big enough to take as many clothes as possible. Hers is totally packed. My own. Because mine is one quarter, a quarter of my space that I'm using personally. Every other one is still for her. And then she will stand up Sunday morning and I'm like, I don't even know what to wear. You don't know what to wear, what? See cloth. Say these ones, they are not. I'm not wearing them as much. So what are they doing here?
Oh my God!
God bless that color.
You see what he said about the
stacking
bags
things. And the bags,
the handbags that. You know, you're not using this bag again, but what is it doing there?
I don't know.
I can't lie, I'm on that tape. I remember the day that you were disposing my things.
Yep.
And you had, you know, we're just emotionally attached to some of our things. Right?
Yes.
And especially we women, we are most times attached to our things, especially maybe bags, clothes and shoes and, you know, things that we put on that makes it look nice, right? Yep. Right? Okay. So, I remember that particular day you were, you know, offloader. You told me, if I hear, bim, And in that particular bag, remember that wine bag that had my passport in it, that had some of my cards and documents and things in it. I said, no, I can't let go. I said, if I'm not letting, how I got that bag had a story.
Okay.
So I said I was going to keep that bag.
To show. Your grandchildren.
Children. That particular bag. And truthfully, I held that bag tight and it's still hanging on my shelf today. That bag ain't go nowhere, you know? So I can tell you real. That's why I told him to go. So that he doesn't break the table totally.
That bag, that wine
so I don't
bag.
That.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
I love you guys. You know why?
Why?
You guys actually bring a real life issues. Not only issues. Real life, you know. Happenings. Yeah. Things that just happen that you think people will not discuss, but you can just dig it out from nowhere and you talk about it. Do you know? I didn't listen from the beginning, but I think the last caller that called in, let's talk about going to the grocery and buying things. In the, and I said, oh gosh, if you know the amount of nylon I have, when people want to go, I say, hey, please, I know, Joy, I know you have nylon. Please, can you just give me? I said, no, I have nylon. I have special ones, so the ones that I know that quality ones, I keep them somewhere. The ones that I know I use them. If I see it's not just, I don't know why, I don't know the connection, I don't know the attachment to all these things, you know. But I just see when you go to supermarket, when you after, you know, bringing out the things you buy, you use those nylons to just pack them. I just literally, I say, let me not scatter them because my son was like, let's go and do this thing too. I said, no worries, I will package them well. Just pack them somewhere. I know I will still need them. So I don't know.
See
actually,
your partner. This is your partner here. This is your partner. She has different categories.
Different categories.
I don't know. It's our special property. So we
shout
love those nylon, bro.
Me too.
When you're your shopping, you say, madam, please put nylon now.
Exactly.
You know,
oh my God.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Shout out to all the women. We stack up our nylon bags, stack up paper bags, especially when you go to supermarket. See, you can imagine, right? You go to a supermarket. Now, this is not just going to the market where they give you those black nylon bags or they give you the sack bags. You're going to a supermarket where when you're done buying, the way they package their nylon bags, very nice. Very, you know, the design, maybe the quality of the bag, so beautiful. Is that now something you want to go and throw away? Wait, let us answer the question. Is it not that fine bag? That fine bag. The one that is free, that you did not pay money to buy. You want to throw it away? No, now. Check it, my brother and sister.
Oh, my God. That means if we start a business of nylon. Okay.
Hello?
Tomisin.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life!
Colin, this matter when you don't start this morning, you no go finish your...
Tell us.
This matter no go finish this morning.
Do you have experience? She let's open company now. Sell it, sell
it. Okay, we'll call her. Take a slide on.
If I give a left hand, you have Tommy Singh. It's Tom Nylon. Tom.
We started making advert for our nylon.
Come on, be great.
Wait now. Why you kissing me? Wait. I'm supporting you now.
Is it like a nylon? Isn't it? It's something. Come on. You're a spy routine. Anyways.
Wow.
Look at the phone lines buzzing. Women, where are you? Come and defend yourself.
What's up, ladies? Good morning.
Good morning. Cheers to life. Welcome.
Seconds. Collins,
yeah.
You are shaking the table for women. Come, it was my dad that taught us how to save all these things. In my house, the things that are stashed here, old nylon bags, perfume containers, there are so many. Even the Domino Pizza pack is still in the house now.
What? Nah, that one, that's it, another thing.
It is the height. I'm telling you, plastic rubbers, Jerry, Jesus, I've been selling them to Aboki since. I'm done. I'm telling you. So it's not just the women thing. My dad, he's a mercenary, third general. He's the one that taught us.
Wow.
To stack things.
I'm serious. It's that bad.
So it's a general thing. It's a habit. It's an African habit. It's a Nigerian habit.
That is the thing. It's an habit. It's not like anybody. Okay, the one that even baffles me now. Okay, look at, I just went through his room now. Old perfume containers. Old ones. They're everywhere.
Wow.
Even stored some jewelry. I like, doesn't wear anymore in them.
You know that, imagine. That perfume, I do it. I understand. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you.
I mean, for the bottles of perfume, you can have it as on the showroom or something. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Good morning, detective.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm BL calling from Yaba.
Welcome.
Good to have you.
My God. I have Ghana must go of nylon.
Yeah.
My dad saw one yesterday and he was like, is this stone still nylon? I said, yes, that is how beautiful it is.
Oh my God. This is getting serious. I thought it was just a normal.
Apparently everybody does it. You know, sometimes we just want to keep things. Especially, you see the nylon bags. We believe that it could come in handy some other times. You know, it could come in handy some other time. You want to use it to, you know, throw away the waste and things like that. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up,
Leigh?
Just alive.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Do you know how to maybe she picked my car, I had to run from my office down to the second floor so that I can have this liberty to scream like scream. Oh my God,
good to have
nice.
You
this is nice. My name is Francis. I'm calling from Ajawa State.
Welcome. Oh, Francis, welcome.
Hey, Ms. Becker and Mrs. Becker, I like you guys. I love you guys. You guys, in fact, each time I'm on the field work, you guys keep me driving and keep me safe. I'll just be driving and be smiling. Even when those nonsense bus drivers are beginning to be, I'll just be smiling. And say, these guys, they don't know what's going on here.
They don't know what's going on.
Wow, this is nice. Honestly, it's a nice topic you guys brought up, and I'm really enjoying it. You know, I have this, my friend, I'm not married yet. Okay. I have this, my friend, whenever she comes to the house, in fact, she will just come around and be looking at my wardrobe. She said, boss, this your wardrobe is not big, girl. I will be looking at my dad and say, coming down. I say, my wardrobe is like, oh, this is your room. Or I'll be like, be coming down. And whenever she goes to the kitchen, she will be like, all the windows, there are, you know, nylons and all that. I will just squeeze them and put in the holes of the protector and all that. I have a lot of them. Mm. I don't even know how I say everything to that, but I guess I got it from my mom, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, subconsciously, I will just go to the supermarket. There is this nice supermarket. They have this big and quality nylon. You know, when I buy things, I'll be like, please put it in the big one. They will not pack everything and put it in one big one. And when I get home, I'll just offload everything, squeeze it back, and put it. And I'll be like, okay, definitely, we do it subconsciously.
Yeah, so exactly. It happens
subconsciously.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you, Francis.
Bye.
This is so nice to hear from you guys.
Wow. Same, yeah. Just alive! Wow.
We have quite a number of WhatsApp messages, and I think we should take them. Kingsley from Shobolu here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the tech. Yes, these bags and shoes things will never stop. Oh, my woman had so much of them at home. Misef, I went to shopping mall last week. But those shopping bags were so beautiful to trash. Even when you gather those bags to dispose, two or three will still enter your eyes. And that's true. I am with you. How can you throw away a fan bag? Anyway, Grace from Ikorodu here says, hello, the techers. I just use the poly bag for dustbin while the juice bag is for big market days. Nowadays, I have a bag I carry with me daily in case I need to buy something on the way home. So I do reject the small nylon bags most times. Women in bags are like 5 and 6. Okay. Another is, let me quickly take this one before we go on a break. Hopefully, it doesn't cut me off. Good morning, the techers. God bless you guys for the kind of topics you bring up daily. It says, before my wife left my kitchen, turned to...
Are you interested in getting an extra source of income? Join Multibank Group for an e-business solution summit holding this Thursday, the 18th of November, 2021 at Shoregate Hotel, 29 Joel, Ogunnaike Street, Ikeja by 11 a.m. You stand a chance to win gift items. Send Lagos to 0908-368-6783. That's Lagos to 0908-368-6783.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
Sweetie, you look so worried.
Honey, I am so confused. Oga landlord has given us just 1 week to pay the rent we are owing or pack out, and I have no cash on me. I tried selling my car, but buyers are not just turning up.
What? Sell your car? Why don't you just get a quick loan from Cash Drive Instant Loans?
Cash Drive Instant Loans?
Yes, Cash Drive offers instant loans for car owners. With Cash Drive Instant Loans, you can get up to 20 million naira in 24 hours without a guarantor, using just your car as a collateral, and you can still drive it. Apply now on www.cashdrive.co. For more information, call us on 01229995 or WhatsApp on 0802-857-2566 or 0817-555-6789. Cash Drive Instant Loans. We are on your side.
Don't worry, Ma. He'll be home on time, just like his dad.
Are you sure?
Yes, Ma. I'm cooking their favorite jollof with Sonia tomato mix. They are here.
Hey, is the jollof ready?
See? Right on time.
Your loved ones will always rush home for tasty meals prepared with Sonia tomato mix.
Mommy, the jollof is yummy.
I wouldn't miss this jollof for anything.
It's so good eating together with a family.
Yes, Ma. All thanks to Sonia.
Sonia Tomato Mix brings you together. Proudly Nigerian.
It's raining discounts in the Samsung Black Friday sales, and it's time to be drenched. You can walk into any Samsung recognized store and enjoy up to 30% discount on select Samsung appliances all through November. This includes discounts on our TVs, refrigerators, and washing machines, as well as our ACs. Take advantage of our best deals this period. Terms and conditions apply. Stay connected with Samsung.
The saying usually is, you can't eat your cake and have it. But what if I told you that you could? Your next question would probably be, how? I'll tell you. You can own a house, a dream car, have your wedding in an exotic destination, and still be debt-free. And no, it is not too good to be true. All it requires is a plan. Actually, you require the plan, the AXA Ambition Plan.
Introducing the AXA Ambition Plan, a plan that enables you to experience the joy of saving and gratification that comes from gaining financial control. Save and achieve your financial goals and obligations conveniently while you enjoy free annual health check, loyalty bonus, competitive interest on your savings, and many more. Call 0700 AXA Mansard to sign up for the AXA Ambition Plan today. AXA, know you can.
This one now for the bold people them. For the people where get mine. For the people where be say ginger full for their body. For the people where stand gidigba to face any new hustle. For the people where they rock like say leather no be khaki. This one now for you to come face your own action fee. Now invitation for bonge something. Where be say if fit people when be radical. Make you day radical. Make you bet on yourself. Visit parimatch.ng. Make you sign up today. Parimatch. Fired up to win.
My guy, is this the latest phone?
Yes, now. I bought it last week.
Chai, can I see it?
Sure, but be cool. Handle with care.
No worries. I'll...
Yeah, my new phone.
Calm down. That's not a big deal. It's Junior Black Friday, and this is a big deal.
Get involved in our biggest sale of the year from the 5th to the 30th of November. Enjoy big deals up to 50% off on tech and electronics, fashion, health and beauty, groceries, and many more. Visit the Jumia site or download the app to shop all deals. Jumia, every day is Black Friday.
To grow a business in Nigeria, your connections have to be strong. And I'm not talking about some godfather in the villa or plugs in the corridors of power. No, it's the small, everyday connections like how quickly do you address customer queries? How effectively do you track your staff progress? Yeah, that's the kind of connection we're talking about. And to be that connected, you need a reliable partner like Airtel Business.
That's right. With Airtel Business, you enjoy reliable, unlimited fixed internet that keeps all your business connections seamless. You also enjoy 24/7 dedicated care lines. Contact Airtel Business at ng.airtel.com today. Airtel, the smartphone network.
Nigeria
Info. It's what's up, Lagos, baby. It's what's up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, welcome back. 10:58 on the clock and straight to WhatsApp. I was taking this message before I went on that break. It says, morning techers, God bless you guys for the kind of topics you bring up daily. You read my message yesterday. It says, before my wife left my kitchen, turned to bag depot to the extent my neighbors will pass by and say to my wife, please, can I get one bag to pack my shoes? It says, last weekend, I called a malam that buys all these things and sold all the bags and made 2K from it and used the money to buy data for my phone. Okay. Shout out to you. Let me see this one. He says, good morning, the techers. What's up, Lagos? This topic, my mom sits on it with her head held high and shoulders popping up visibly. She had a bigger nylon bag that she used to stuff other nylon bags, and it was hung in a corner in the kitchen back then, and I can bet you she still has them now. This thing now, one of the features of a Niger woman, says, I've noticed and I was doing it at some point. Okay.
Okay.
All right, more messages. Let's see. This person says, they're techers. This nylon bags thing is one great annoying addiction. I keep gathering them. I'm grumbling at the heap. But I don't have the guts to throw them away. It's now part of the household items. Okay.
It's an addiction you can't control. We'll take a trip to the newsroom now, and then for a quick brief of the headline news, right after that, we'll continue with the messages, and then the family talk will be live.
It's 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock.
Nigeria Info headline news. I'm Binga. Oreshagun, the presidential steering committee on COVID-19, says it is preparing to engage with the Nigerian Governors Forum to make the mass vaccination program compulsory for everyone. A transit camp for migrants and internally displaced persons has been opened in Lagos State. The National Primary Health Care Development Agency says more than 3 million eligible Nigerians have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Kogi State's chapter of the Nigerian Union of Journalists has called on the National Assembly to, as a matter of urgency, enact laws that would provide insurance cover and protection for journalists. Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development Mohammed Abubakar says Nigeria is doing all it can to reduce the price of foodstuffs. Three terrorists have escaped from Kenya's highest security prison, including a dangerous inmate serving 41 years over an attack that killed 148 people. Rivers Hoopers and Gombe Bulls will attempt to outplay each other when they meet later on Tuesday in the finals of the Nigerian Premier Basketball League Final 8 competition. And South Africa say they will make a formal complaint about questionable decisions made by the match officials in Sunday's 1-0 defeat by Ghana. And that was the headline news. Remember, vaccines save lives. To register for vaccination against COVID-19, log on to www.nphcda.vaccination.gov.ng. That is www.nphcda.vaccination.gov.ng. I'm Binga Oreshagun. Thank you so much for listening. Good morning. Stay safe.
What's up, Lagos, baby?
Still listening to Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Right after the news, we're back. but techers we are, and this is time for the family talk. But before we get into the family talk, some messages are still coming in from our banter, which has to do with
stacking nylon bags
from supermarkets, from the market. You know, you just bring them, you fold them, and keep them for future purpose that would never come. And I now have a bag, a complete
big bag of bags. Somehow.
Isn't it disposable bags?
Eco-friendly. Where that, you know, instead of disposing them, you can recycle them. Right? So the bottles that you keep, you can recycle them. The wine bottles, the perfume bottles, even the nylon bags, you can recycle them. Rather than disposing them. They are eco-friendly when you do that. So this could just be an idea to someone. I remember when we buy red wines and those bottles. We still have quite a number of them.
Yeah, we'll keep them. They look good.
Yeah. So I decided to turn a few as props in my house. So I used some as decoration.
Yeah, I noticed that's what you did.
Yeah.
But that's understandable. You can't have 100 bottles then. At least there's limits.
Yeah.
The challenge is just the number.
You can start designing them and sell it. And, you know, give it to someone who can use it as a prop as well in their house. Mm-hmm. You can take the bottles, the water bottles. Mm-hmm. You can change them, decorate it, turn into pencil cases for your children. You can get quite a lot of things that we can do with this, you know, bottles and nylon bags that, you know, we can recycle them, right?
And that's true. I love the fact that you said it's also eco-friendly. Let's not forget that, you know, keeping some of these things also help instead of them, because some of those nylons, at the end of the day, you find themselves in the gutters or find themselves on the streets.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, plastic, you know what that can do to our lives, or what it's doing to our lives already, to our ecosystem, as it were. So, yes, it's eco-friendly, and I totally agree with you. Yeah. But it's just too many. You know, so
we should start thinking about what we can do with the bags. I think we should start looking from that angle, what we can do with the bags.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right.
And I can also dispose, if you need, not like dispose as in throw away into the gutters or throw away into the bin. We can use, I have an idea of what we can use that particular sack bag to do.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's this foot mat. Where you use the knitting, what's that thing called? The wool.
Yeah.
You use a knitting pin, I think, and the wool, yes. Okay. There's a way you can just, you know, add wool to it and make a foot mat out of those sack bags.
Hmm.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
New business alert, ladies and gentlemen.
So you can do that. You can do that. You can recycle those nylons.
Okay.
Stag bags. All right. Let's see. Another here is coming from Fini. Fini in transit said, it's not a woman thing or me that I'm an unmarried man. The number of shopping nylons and backhoe bags, sacks I have, it says, Lord, is my shepherd. Okay, another here says, what's up, Lagos? Hello, the techheads. This is Julia. Talking about bags, mine has graduated to keeping bread nylons. And funny enough, they come in handy from time to time.
Handy where?
I don't know about bread nylons, so... Okay. David EBM says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? I have so many jotters that that come from different events. Even when I can't use all, I just like admiring it there. And as for nylons, that's a natural property.
All right. There's something I wanted to say. I have what I stock, and it has to do with papers.
Mm.
Documents and papers. Yes. Receipts.
Yes.
That's my own.
I do that,
you know,
too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Mine, it's been, I will keep paper sometimes. I'll be like, I might need this, I might need this. So, yeah, that's another topic for another day. But it's one thing that we stack a lot. I do that a lot. Mm. And I'm trying to, you know, break free from that addiction of keeping papers.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
This one says, Nami, they pack nylon pads for house as husband, though it's not even my wife. All right. Maybe you're the one who goes to the market the most.
Yeah.
T-Nice from Jibowu says, what's up, Lagos? Seriously, this matter you guys raised this morning happened to both genders. I'm a single guy, and when you enter my kitchen, it is decorated with different types of nylons. One fateful day, a visitor entered my kitchen with Vex, packed all my nylons without my my concern. And I enter my kitchen and it looks different. 2 months later, I come back and check. It's filled again with nylons. It said the matter, no fit to finish. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. I know.
The messages,
it's
the
quite
calls.
A lot of them.
So you guys have been looking for opportunity
to talk about this,
to
right?
To defend your nylons.
David here says, Collins, don't blame Andrea on this one. Firstly, most times we don't even plan to go to the market.
Okay.
Also, the quality of the general bags that they give us in the market now is very bad. So you have to buy stronger ones.
Right.
I am a man, but I cook, and it's the same thing I go through in my kitchen. I have many bags that are more durable than the ones they give in the market.
Why do you have many? Why don't you have one and you take to the market whenever you're going and then you bring it back?
Okay.
Why do you have to buy more?
Okay. Right. Chidi from Unilag says, I don't think it's a woman thing. Men also do that. For me, I started it before I married my wife. She met a Ghana must go of nylon in my house. All right. Another here is coming up with some numbers. He says, hello to techers. Imagine I have 53 poly bags in my kitchen, 22 whites, 16 yellow and black. It says ShopRite nylon, 14 of it. It says, Lord, have mercy on
so
me.
So you have counted yours.
He has even done the sorting. He has sorted them to know which is which. Okay. OC here says, what's up, Lakers? I don't know how I got infected with storing nylon in my house, especially my kitchen. The thing is breeding every kind of cockroaches everywhere in the house. It says this thing, Tiami. Pack them all out.
I don't think there's nylon that is breeding the cockroaches. The cockroaches just find a way
place,
to hide.
Yeah, where they can procreate. That's true.
Tie them in one bag like I did in the Ghana Must Go. Put it inside.
Yeah. This one says, what's up, Lagos? About this nylon thing, my wife has a way of sorting them. She hangs the ones she needs urgently in the kitchen and folds the big one and fancy one somewhere at the back of the fridge.
Hmm. Okay. Back okay. of the fridge.
All right. Okay. Or at least she sorted. She knows. I think I told you that there are some that are nice looking ones. You know, just have, you know. Anyway, moving on. This one here says, thanks for the conversation at the Techers. Nylons saved my business one day. I realized I had run out of nylons and my supply was delaying. I remember that I had a lot of new nylons bag at home that I got while shopping. I cleaned them up and I was able to use them for the weekend for my client.
So it came in handy.
It came in handy for you. Fireman Usman says, good morning, the Techers. These bags are potential source of suffocation and air fire load hazard in homes.
I do. That's true.
There has been report of children suffocating themselves with the nylons while playing with them. Please get them out by getting a shopping basket instead of collecting nylons when you buy.
Okay.
Shopping and this is coming from a fireman Usman. So he's saying instead of going with the bags, you carry a basket. So I remember when I was still single, I had this, I think you can still see the baskets in the house. So I had this basket that whenever I go to the market, instead of coming back home to my house, then I was living alone, I would rather put those things that I bought inside that basket. So I go to the market with the basket and not with nylon bags, I remember.
So we can bring that back.
So we can bring that
bring back.
Bring
back the basket.
You know, some people will be looking at you somehow in the market. Why did you carry baskets? Why are you carrying baskets too?
That's right. So for keep nylon out of reach of children.
Also, very important. And thank you, Fireman Usman, for saying that. Paul from Lekki says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the Techers. Thanks for putting smiles on our faces every day. As the nylon stuff, it can't be controlled, or it can. And it says, but young and old women have it in them. Okay, I think that's a bit that we have. Thank you, Lagos. So that you don't say that I did not read your message. We took our time to read all of it.
That's all right. The lines are buzzing, but hey, this is where we switch gears right now and bring you our family talk. Today, we have a part two of what we started yesterday. Shall we?
Absolutely.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back, Lagos, Nigeria, Africa and the rest of the world. How are you doing today? We are live on the Family Talk, like you heard from the introductory insert there, telling you that the family, being the smallest unit in the society, but yet the most powerful, where values are instilled, where habits are formed, where people are made or, you know, destroyed, depending on what side. So we have taken it upon ourselves to bring you some of the biggest family conversations on radio, where you can contribute, we all can learn, and also build stronger family systems and also the bond that is needed in the family, because that would in turn deliver to us a better society. Today our conversation is around dealing with dealing and coping with shocking family secrets. Now, the truth is, you just found out something about a family member that is shocking. And it's been a secret. It's been hidden. How do you deal with that? We had several examples yesterday. Someone even called that in some cases it's even a crime. You know, there's a crime in a society, I mean, a family, and it's been covered and you're aware. You just got to find out. Would you report? How do you deal with that? Because it's family. That makes the difference. Once it's family, you know, the whole story is changed. So we had several comments yesterday. And today, we'd also continue to find out if honesty really is the best policy within the family. So would you keep that secrets or would you be honest? How would you handle it?
And like we said yesterday also, one way or the other, we all have secrets. We all have something that we don't want the next person to know about. We all must have, you know, there's just something that we must have done one way or the other. And we decide to keep it secret.
Yeah.
And we don't want it to you know, be told. Yeah. Or we don't want it to be shared. But maybe somewhere along the line, a family member or you got to find out something that your family member, be it your mother, sister, your sibling, your husband, or your wife, and then you found out. How did you handle that situation? How did you deal with it? I also shared quite a story of someone, a friend, who we got to find out, or we got to realize, or we got to notice that he was not straight, that he was gay. And this man is married and has children. But his wife does not know that he is that. In fact, at some point, we didn't know that that was what he was about. We only just knew that he had feminine attributes. When it comes to feminine traits, so to speak, not physically, but more of his personality. How that he's soft, he's warm, he's he's very feminine, let me put it that way. But we just felt that, I mean, that people who were manly men, and also warm and calm, the men who are, of course, masculine men who are still warm and calm, I just felt, okay, maybe that's just a part of his personality, until he started throwing advances on one of our mutual friends. And that one was like, really? Is this what it is? And he had to beg. He had to beg.
Yeah, don't tell my wife.
Please don't let my wife know about this. And I'm sure that he's not the only one in that situation. I'm sure he's not the only one that has such a secret that he has been keeping from his wife. Also, I was at an event over the weekend, and one of the anonymous questions that came up was a woman who was asking how does she deal with a situation where that she just found out that her husband is married to two other women.
Wow.
Her husband never told her, but she got to find out that he was married to two other women.
How do you get married to other women and you're married to one? Wow. Tough place.
Tough place indeed.
How about the man that just got to find out that, you know, the children, about two of his kids, are not his? He just got to find out. How about that? How about the woman that just found out that the husband has some kids outside? That's a common one. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with such
shocking.
Shocking family secrets that are revealed to you. Or you just got to know. How would you deal with it? Do you have a personal experience we'd like to share with us? Do you have a personal story we'd like to hear? Because we all will learn from the conversation.
Right. And we're still asking the question as well. Honesty, they say, is the best policy, right? So does this still apply? Especially in family setting, in family unit, where that there's some secret that you know, if you let it out, it could destroy the family. It could ruin the relationship. It could affect the children, innocent children who had nothing to do with that secret.
That's right.
What would you say about this?
Well, the numbers haven't changed. 0700-993-993-993. And if you are a lady, you can call
01465-7190.
For WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Dealing and coping with family secrets, unpleasant ones. How would you go about it?
Right, the phone lines are buzzing.
As usual.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I called earlier.
Okay.
So, this is Joy.
Welcome.
Well, welcome.
What I'm really going to do, because I can be very spontaneous in action. So, whether for me not to do something that I regret, or people around me will see, they will actually see the wrong the person has done. But in other words, the action I took because of that. So, what I would do, I'll seek for professional help. I think I'll be telling myself that I need a counselor. Just write me immediately. Take me to a counselor. I need to talk to somebody who is cool-headed that can advise me. Because for myself at that point in time, the actions I might take might not be, you know, good.
True.
So I would advise anyone or whoever, you can just go and seek a professional help. That's what I will actually do.
Right.
Way to go. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing. Hello? Hello.
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 Hi. Welcome.
Okay.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line, 01465-7190. We're talking dealing and coping with the shocking family secret. And we also asked the question, is honesty really the best policy within the family? And then we also made examples and showed you, shared some stories, some also personal stories of people who have kept secrets, you know, some very deep and dark secrets about themselves, and somewhat refuse to share because they know that if they share that story or if they share that secret with anyone within the family, it could ruin the family. You know how it is where...
Or they could be judged.
They could be judged. You know how it is where you are trusted that this... Nothing... You can't do this. For example, now, this I can share because it's close to home.
Yeah.
Now, this guy is a staunch Christian. Right? He's a staunch Christian. I mean, he goes to church more or less, you know, the people they call deacons in church.
Leaders.
Leaders in church, exactly. So there's no way that the wife would ever believe such a thing if the husband says that to her. Right? So there are things like that where that you feel, I can't share this secret. There's some kind of distrust. There's some kind of, I'm going to ruin the whole thing if I share this story.
That's right. And just to buttress a bit on that, I think it's high time we understood that we're human beings first before we're anything. You know, leave our affiliations out of you being a human being. Because you're affiliated with a religion, you're affiliated with a particular group, does not change you from being a human being.
True.
So if you consider yourself a human being, and we all consider ourselves first as human beings, I think it will go a long way to help us, you know, open up even more. Some people might have the secrets as burning to them. They want to let it out to family members, but they're just looking, I'll be judged and all that. But Estella on Facebook is saying that it is better to say it out for solution than other members of the family getting to know on their own. Because it will be terrible by then. I think that's also another, you know, you look for the best way to let it out.
That's right.
Let's get back to the call. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to live. Welcome.
This is Chinua. I'm calling.
Are you there?
Yeah. So, the concerning the secret, mm-hmm. I think I have one in my family now.
Wow.
Yeah. My younger sister, she's 29 years old. So she married last 2 years.
Okay.
And she was like 8 months pregnant this year.
Okay.
So she died. And after the burial, we do everything without telling my mother. So my mother has a... She has a...
BP?
She had a stroke.
Okay.
But not stroke, it's a high blood pressure.
High blood pressure, yeah.
So we not we had a secret up till now, she have not known. The people are coming to compensate her. They're like blocking her people. Hmm. They're giving them not to tell her anything.
Wow.
Not to tell her something.
So why did you keep it from her? You think that it was gonna affect her, or don't you think it's more?
Yes. If we tell.
Wow. Guys, what do you think about that? And this is not the first response we're getting or a comment we're getting concerning this topic. Someone called yesterday that it happened again. A woman that was, you know, lost a daughter, and, you know, 10 years after she died. And it, within that 10 years, she never knew. 10 years after she lost the daughter, she died. And before she died, she never got to know that she lost a child. I don't know. I think that's more like, I don't know. Let me not judge. But guys, what do you think about that? What? I mean, they should know. Just, oh boy. Hi, Brooklyn. Oh, Brooklyn, move away from your radio. Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning, Detective.
How you doing?
How you doing?
We're doing good.
Thank God the two of you did not come today and greet yourself in the station.
We didn't come to...
You guys are confusing us. I told you the other day.
We are confusing you. How? How are we confusing you? Brooklyn.
Where's the take it three now? 1, 2, and 3. Where's the number 3, sir?
It's you now. You're number 3.
My regards to the number 3, sir.
Welcome.
So, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. This one ground, there's somebody I know.
Right.
What happened is, he's a pastor.
Okay.
So this pastor was a very vibrant pastor.
All right.
And by so doing, what really happened is an ex-convict.
Okay.
So the person that helped him out of the prison was a Christian, like a pastor, woman pastor.
All right.
So this man gave his life to Christ and become a true born again. He rose to the rank of being an evangelist to pastor. So, because of his vibrantness in his parish that they gave him, they now promoted him to the head church, which is the province.
Okay.
And who is in province there? Is that woman that helped him to give his life to Christ.
Wow.
So they now went and make him the head of that woman.
Hmm.
It was not a funny story. This woman now was so angry that she did not show it. She was pretending to be a nice woman to this pastor, a nice person to this pastor.
Wow.
So the woman now went and planned with a lady that gave her life to that church.
Huh.
And the lady was so beautiful, you know, doing well, but the pastor did not know the business of this lady.
Hmm.
And one day now called the pastor, "Pastor, please, where are you? I'm on my way. I want to travel. So I have a seat to sew for you. Please, how can I get you?" The pastor said, he's going to somewhere. He said, "Pastor, please. Please, let me sow this seed so that my conscience will be clear when I'm going because you have done so much." That was how this pastor now navigated his way back to go and meet this lady.
Mm.
And this is one thing. The Bible says, "He that thinketh he is strong, he should watch.
Mm-hmm.
On earth he will fall."
Mm-hmm.
If this pastor knew too well, he would have gone with his driver.
He went alone.
He told his driver to wait. He went and collect. By so collecting this seat, this woman now like, "Pastor, it's your first time of coming to my place. Please have a drink." The woman insisted and drugged the pastor with 5 alive.
Wow.
The pastor slipped off. Then she now remove her clothes, pretend as if the pastor raped her or sleep with her.
Wow.
And all this thing was courtesy of that woman. The woman was in that room. She snapped all the photo, and they now send the photo to the pastor in the name of DHL. Guess who got this these pictures for this woman? It was this same woman, because wow. She was the assistant to that man.
Wow.
He said, DHL dropped this thing. He said, it's a gift to one lady. Now said, so this pastor did not go and tell the wife what happened in that hotel.
Hmm.
So, and the wife knew him. That is a, if you see this man, is a man of God.
Wow.
He's a true pastor. It was that case, that same thing that fought for him. So this woman snapped, gave him this picture and said, DHL, that somebody sent a seed that is sowing his seed to you. So when this pastor now opened this parcel and saw that these things are nude pictures, he shouted, Jesus Christ. So that lady now called and threatened that if he did not send him 20 million naira, that he was going to put this thing out.
Wow. Blackmail. Blackmail. Now, the fact that that happened, he didn't tell the wife. What a story. We're going to break. When we come back, we'll hear more from you. We are the Techers, and this is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're live on the Family Talk, and we're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. You can also drop your comments there on Facebook. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. On YouTube, it's Nigeria Info FM. Go there, see the beautiful face of this amazing lady by my side. And also, you could check out my bicep also there. Yeah, showing.
Your what?
My bicep.
Okay.
So, guys, go ahead and then drop your comments also on our topic of discussion. In a matter of minutes, we also enter into the Landlotto sponsor time. There'll be some goodies for you at that time. But let's get back to the conversation. Dealing or coping with family secrets, deep family secrets. Are there dangers, you know, of telling a secret out? Perhaps that could be the reason why people hide it, right?
I mean, they'll say it's called a secret for a reason. A secret is meant to be kept. But are there secrets that are really meant to be kept, especially in a family setting? Why is it that people would rather keep those secrets, especially when it's in a family setting, than saying it out? Is it because we know that our families would judge us? Or we know that that secret has a potential of ruining the relationship.
Or could it be because, you know, the members themselves are going to like, you know, they won't be able to comprehend it. Maybe it's going to affect them because it's not even one. There are things you hear that would change your life for good.
Yes.
I remember some things I heard. I was in church one time and I heard some things and I said, no, I need a break to even think, to believe that these things were happening. I could not even accept it for myself. So yeah, sometimes that could be a reason.
True.
Perhaps.
True. 0700-993-993-993. Do you have a personal story that you want to share with us? We're here for it. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yes, I'm Brooklyn calling back.
Welcome.
To conclude my story.
Okay, quickly.
Yes, so honestly, it's not good to keep any secret, especially from your wife. Because no matter what, she will be the one to stand by you to the end. So no matter the kind of secret, don't keep it from your wife. So that at last it will not be as if you are the liar. If this pastor have told his wife earlier, if not because the wife is a faithful woman, it was the thing took them to jail. That lady was murdered by the same assistant pastor. She went and murdered that lady because she was threatening to expose the whole thing. So she went and murdered that lady. And how did she murder the lady? The lady called the same pastor to come that he has a confession. She has a confession for the pastor. So when the pastor was going to go and hear the confession, this lady went there first to kill that lady. So when the pastor entered and came out, entered inside and saw the lady was lying dead. So police invaded and they arrested the pastor. It was when the pastor wanted to go to jail that this lady was forced by the spirit, by her own spirit, Abby, whatever, to go and confess. That was how they now knew that whatsoever that was happening within this pastor was at the cost of his own assistant pastor, because it was the assistant pastor that he was telling the whole secret from the beginning. Mm. He failed to confide the secret to his wife. Right. Wow. But thank God for the faithful woman that he has at home. The woman stood by him, was praying and fasting until God revealed the whole secret.
Mm. Wow.
So it is rather you tell your wife or you would die for it. God forbid. Thank you.
But how,
what's up, Lagos?
Yes, that's very right. Interesting story. But how did you hear about the story, though? I'm just...
No, it's in our church.
Wow.
That the thing happened.
Okay. Mm. Thank you.
So that is where I learned that no matter, there's nothing I don't tell my wife.
Mm.
There is nothing. I even tell my children so that in case anything happens, they will know that I've told them first.
Mm. All right. Thank you.
All right, thank you for sharing that one.
What a story.
0700-993-993-993. Hello. Hi, welcome.
Yeah, top of the day to you.
Welcome.
The man from Kalahari Desert, you are hearing it hot now. Wow. Know what? Even God has secrets. The secret of redemption was not made to even the angels. But see, Jesus Christ came here on earth and told the apostles that the elders of the ancient Jews dread to know about the coming of him. But it was kept secret. But God started showing pictures like Isaac, Abraham, and the rest. So there are certain secrets that you should keep it within yourself to grow with it and die with it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing?
Okay.
Yeah, so there are secrets that it will benefit you and your wife or your children. It's no more secret, but rather let her to know and grow with it and be wise with it.
Mm.
But the Bible says you should say what is hurtful, head it to the hearing of anybody. Anything that will poison the mind or destroy the growth of that person, don't say it at all.
Okay. All right. Then, thank you.
Can you tell your wife you are a wizard?
Hmm. Good question.
Hello?
Hello?
All right.
Okay. Hello? Oh, wow. The phone lines are... Hello?
Jamming.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, good morning.
We can hear you.
Yes, good morning.
Okay, yeah. My name is Ngozi and I'm calling from Michigan.
Oh, hi, welcome,
Ngozi. How's Michigan this morning?
Yeah. So, secrets in the family is what I'm saying. It's a good topic you guys have.
Thank you.
I used to have this friend, a female, whose uncle, when they were young, was constantly raping them.
Hmm.
Not just her, but she, her sisters, and her brothers. Even her mother was using them as a means of payment to the dope man whenever she doesn't have enough money.
Wow.
To pay for cocaine. Now she is grown, and her siblings are all grown as well. And that uncle is still alive. She and her siblings have moved out of Alabama, where the uncles are.
Yeah.
And they are in Michigan, Ohio.
Okay.
But they're really messed up mentally.
Hmm.
They are all drug dependent because of the trauma involved in that childhood abuse.
Hmm.
I kept asking, why didn't you report to the police? They said, this is your family. It's an uncle.
Wow.
Why didn't you report your mama to the police too? It's our mama. Why should you report our mama to the police? But they're really messed up right now because they're heavily dependent on drugs.
Wow.
Thank God she went to seek some help. She's okay. But she still depends on some forms of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, a part of her anatomy has been destroyed for good because she doesn't use the bathroom regularly like normal people do because of the kind of sexual trauma that went in from the back door, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, that's absolutely.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, it's something that is prevalent here in the United States.
Wow.
And so many people keep that family, that secret within their family. And also, when I did my internship in Rwanda at the UN, I noticed that a lot of incest that happened in the Rwanda refugee camp, most of the family members do not want to say it out to get the help they need. So a lot of people keep some of these things within their family due to stigma and shame.
Wow.
That's just what I get to say about secrets.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ngozi. Thank you. Appreciate for taking our time to call. I wonder what the time would be, perhaps very early where you are or late at night. Well, thank you so much for that information.
You know, this has constantly been a thing where, because it's our family, we rather not talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's our family, we rather not address it. Because it's our family, let's just cover it because of stigma and shame. But does it help the situation? Does it make it better? Or does it make it worse?
Man, that story got me.
It really did. And it's not the first. There are so many of them like that happening right under our nose.
Especially when it has to do with sexual secrets. You know, don't say it's your uncle.
Yes.
Ah, he's a pastor. I know a situation of a church situation where, you know, a certain guy had it was a relationship, abusing a lady in a relationship. More or less deceiving that you're going to get married. You know, they're not supposed to be passion, they were passion. Regularly, and the girl got pregnant aborted more than 5, 6, 7 times.
For the same guy.
And when, you know, the guy was not ready to now want to get married and things like that, and this lady was going to fight back. And then her parents, is, you know, were saying that, look, no, something has to be done. They just took it up. And of course, they covered it. You know, they say, no, you can't do this. This guy is a leader, he's a top leader. You can't do that to him. You know, it's going to affect the image. We can handle it as a family. So handling it as a family means that nobody else will hear about it, or they just play down on it. And the person who is a victim does not find any closure whatsoever. And you just have to live with it because it's family.
Well, the phone lines are buzzing. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Blessing. I'm calling from Lekki. I like your topic this morning. It's my first time caller. It's my first time actually listening to your radio station. Maybe I just needed to listen to hear this.
Wow.
I'm a victim of this, and it's not something that I really want to wish on anyone. I am born, I'm in my 30s, late 30s, and I don't know my biological father. I found that out in February this year, last year, February. Okay, what am I trying to say? My mom kept it a secret for me and thought I would never find out.
Wow.
How did I find out? Very mysterious. I dreamt of my late grandfather coming to tell me that I should ask my mother about my biological father. Apparently, he is not even aware about who my biological father is. I believe angels were just using his face to me in my dreams. What am I trying to say? Only to find that out, I knew what it has cost me. Emotionally, I have been devastated. At some point, I have to speak to a shrink. You know what that is?
Yes.
Just get myself out of the whole thing. I'm married. I have kids. And I'm trying to, in between, just get the support of my kids. Just look at them and know, I still have something to hold on to. I have my kids. Yes. I have that to hold on to and all of that. What I want to say, please, we should stop this whole secret. As I speak to now, my mom has refused to reveal the secret to me.
Wow.
She just said one thing. She doesn't want to talk about it. But I'm an adult. I want to know. Even Jesus had a root. Muhammad has a root. So
that's right.
I believe if you say this thing, it has no future damage on the child or whoever is involved. Let them know. Because when it's no longer a secret, someone said, can you tell your wife you're a wizard? When you knew you were a wizard, why did you marry the person? That's demonic. Sorry to say, that's demonic. You know who you are. The person, they're a wizard, and witches should marry themselves. So they love themselves. They should marry themselves. They shouldn't come and leave their wizard. They marry an innocent person. They begin to use their star or whatever to progress. Personally, I believe whatever you are, stick to it with yourself. But please, secrets should not be kept.
That's
because
right.
I know mentally, emotionally, what I'm going through and what my children have to go through because their mother was downcast. So please, keep those secrets. It doesn't work.
Thank you for sharing your
loss of relationship. As I speak, for over a year, I've not spoken to my mom because of this stupid secret.
Wow.
I've not spoken to her. This is somebody that was 5 and 6. But I cannot speak to her because she has refused to talk, and I'm not ready to to stay on a relationship where I am not valued, where nobody respects how I feel. I heard that the African thing, even I brought in family, and the siblings are telling me, which are my uncles and aunties, you have to respect your mother's feelings. I said, who don't care about my feelings? Who cares about how I feel? Do you even think about, oh, this person is in the shoe. How does she feel?
Yes.
Everybody's concerned about how the mother feels. Yes, she has had one heartbreak, whatever the man did to her. I wasn't called to be born. I was just born into the midst of it. Don't I deserve some sort of closure about myself?
Yeah.
That's right.
So please, this secret, I really, really don't. I'm not a fasting for secrets. Personally, I don't have secrets. My life is like an open book. Whatever you see is what you get. I am not a secret person. And that has given me peace. My kids are not going to wake up tomorrow and begin to scratch their head. What is mommy's keeping hiding? I don't. That's not it. Right. So for me, all out for no secrets.
I want to suggest something because it really seems like you're hurting. You're seriously
hurting.
And I mean, from the situation of things, it doesn't look like your mom is ready to share with you. It could be that she's also hurt, just like you are hurt, and she doesn't want to redeem the hope.
Because I've tried everything. What I discovered she has is bitterness. She's no longer hurt, but she is of this opinion that the man said to her that since you've refused to abort it, you will raise the child. But when the child grows, the child will take care of me, will love me more than you. So she's holding on to that word. And I said to her, you have a child, not just matured, she's blessed. And I'm a believer. You know me. We are too close for you to feel that I am going to be close to a man who was never a part of my life. I just want to know for closure. That's all.
Yes.
I have no relationship with this man.
Yes.
Do you even expect I want to have a relationship with a man who told you to abort me? I don't want to have a relationship with him, but I just want to know my roots.
Where
I'm from. That's all.
That's right.
I understand you totally. I would maybe just suggest that you can introduce... just like you met one a shrink, you can also introduce that to your mom as well and see what
she can
do. She
refused to go.
She refused.
She refused to go. She said she's not going anywhere, that she's fine. Okay. And I believe even her pastors, everybody has come into the picture. She said she's not speaking.
Wow.
She will take it to her grave. Wow. That's it.
Wow.
Apparently, she knows the man, and the man is actually the environment where I grew up. So I don't know. She said it's very influential. She sees the person every day on TV. I cannot point anybody on TV and say, okay, that's my father, when I don't know who he is.
Wow.
Well, I can imagine how you feel.
Well, for me, my take is no secrets. No secrets. Whatever it is.
All right. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We
appreciate. Wow.
We are in the Land Loto sponsor time. We'll take a message from the sponsors and then we continue with our conversation as we proceed. You want to know how to win cash or win a land this end of month? Here is a message for you.
You don't hear about Land Loto, you don't ready to win better. This one na ogbonge opportunity for you to change your life, come move enter new level. You know say with Land Loto,
if you carry 200 to win 10,000 naira daily. If you play 500, you fit win 50,000 naira every Super Saturday. If you come play 1,000 naira, you fit win 500,000. If you get mine, put 2,000 naira, you fit become landowner for our land mega win. If you can't get mine, come one try your luck. If you play with 3,000 naira to win an apartment in this our Lagos.
To play, make you register on top www.landloto.ng and make you follow all the instructions where them give you. Land Loto, you win every day.
Welcome back. We're live. We are the Techers, and this is the Family Talk still ongoing, and we're having a conversation ongoing. Of course, you know, this last segment is sponsored by Land Loto. I don't know why the stream's ended, but somebody has to get that on. There's people are complaining about the stream not on, but let's see. It's still on YouTube. It's off. Let us know. Please check if the stream is still on so we can get the tech guys to do something about that.
All righty. We have comments on WhatsApp. And let's see. This one here says, kindly let me remain anonymous. About 23 years ago, I impregnated a lady and she gave birth to a girl. Though the union broke down, so I moved on with my life. I met another lady in 2007. We were in love, though I'm about 10 years older than her. We got married, but I didn't divulge the secret of a baby outside. It had psychological torture until 2018. I made up my mind to let my wife know of the lady outside. She was furious, but at the end, she understood my plight. Keeping secret is killing, honestly, says thanks.
It is killing indeed.
All right, another one here. This is Rashid from Ikeja. He says, good morning, guys. I think managing family secrets is a subject of who's involved. I think there are certain secrets we keep to shield our loved ones from repercussion of knowing because we think we know them well enough. However, everyone deserves to have all the information that impacts their lives now or in the future. Although, if the secret is of no immediate or future consequences, it's better to let sleeping dogs lie. Okay.
More. Let's take a call or two.
0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
Good morning. This is Israel from Ikoyi.
Welcome, Israel.
Yeah. Please, I want to say I'm really enjoying your talk show.
Thank you.
And I go straight to the point. I want to believe there is nothing like secret. If there is anything secret, it is between you alone and God. So if anything me and you is doing, and we say it's a secret, it's no more a secret. Because one day, it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to believe if you have any issue, you just need to treat it and let it go.
Mm.
But if you are keeping it to yourself, at the end of the day, like that man said about the pastor, he go back again and comes openly. Mm. So there is nothing like secret. You just share it, settle it once and for all, and let everybody go. It's not going to damage the image of the family.
Mm.
That is my little contribution.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Appreciate.
But you know, how many people would see that, you know, sharing secrets or, you know, saying it up all as it is as an option, right?
Man, that was the things, the roof is covering a lot of things, though.
Mm. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Please call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
I'm so really happy that I came through. This is Ife Oluwa Halainkalawa.
Welcome.
I've been in a class teaching. I was just like, okay, let me listen to this program. I don't have the idea of what you guys are talking about, but I wouldn't mind if you can actually tell me about it.
Okay.
We're talking about dealing and coping with family secrets. Shocking family secrets.
Okay. Family secret. Yeah. I think I'm one of the person that has an experience of such.
Okay.
Personally, I have not been to share this for. I was one time told that I was actually adopted. The moment I was told this, I was so really unhappy about it. For I lost my father and my mother in a very unpleasant situation. But along the line, I just have to cope with it anyway.
Mm.
So that's just not the end of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And my adult parents have been so really kind to me. They never shown to me that they know the world that actually gave birth to me. I found it out lately before. Thank God. Mm. I'm saying, fine.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for sharing.
You're quite a strong woman, man.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Wow.
So should, if a child is adopted, should they tell the child when the child grows up?
Yes. I mean, that child deserves to know.
What if you say, who's more of my parents?
And then you tell
what if
them,
they adopt from a motherless baby
situation. I mean, you tell them situations surrounding their birth. You tell them situations surrounding their adoption. Things like this, right? You consider the child involved. You consider. Mm. I remember, now this one is quite personal.
Mm.
It took my dad to die for my mom to tell me some things about my dad. That I'm sure that if she had told us when he was alive, the eye that I'll be looking at him, I'm sure that I would not be
it would
happy.
Change your perception.
It would change my perception of my dad, right? So there are some, I'm sure that there are some things that you can keep, right? But when they get to a certain level or age, they need to know, you tell them.
All right.
And talking about
timing
that,
matters.
Timing matters. And also discretion. That's what Obi here is saying. He says, hi, Teke and Teke. Discretion is always the best policy when reputations and are concerned. Imagine all the governments of the world had their intelligence agency divulge their secrets. Now that's deep.
So secret is a part of human lifestyle.